This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. We appreciate you being here. This is the 21st of January, 2023. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. We are only having a good time here, giving the most exciting, entertaining, but only sometimes informative show on earth to you to listen to. And we appreciate you listening to us. We love our listeners. And before we get into what we're going to talk about, I just want to throw out again that we have WZWW 95.3 FM in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania as a new station, and 720 AM Albany, Oregon, as a new station. Well, welcome to the Radio Law Talk family. We appreciate you being here. info@radiolawtalk.com or call in at 855 Law Radio if you want to call in. I'm really excited about the topics we're going to talk about. The United States Supreme Court probe of, you know, the Roe v. Wade leak. We're going to talk about that and what the investigation showed, but we have a couple of interesting takes on it that really has nothing to do if you're liberal or moderate or conservative. There's, it's kind of interesting, and not only interesting what the employees had to sign and what the justices didn't have to sign. We're going to talk about that. But the reason people come here, Cal, is the exciting and most exciting thing, which, by the way, don't take what we say, seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. They're here for case or no case, Cal. Yeah, you can do that.
Or no case.
Yeah, you can do that. All right. You can do it if you want. Come on, let's do this.
Ernie is a locksmith. Just at closing time, a woman panically runs into his shop, panicking, and goes, "You have to open my car. It's just a couple of miles away."
Was she breathing that hard?
Her car was a couple of miles away. She ran in. She said, "You have to open my car. It's just a couple of miles away." So Ernie gathers up the information, gets the form signed, follows the woman to the car. He checks her ID and insurance to make sure the car is really hers, pops the door open in about 45 seconds, then pulls out the clipboard and says, "Would you sign this here?" She says, $100? I could have done that myself. I'm not paying $100. And he said, "Really? That's my rate for an after-hours call." And she said, "Well, that's too bad. You overcharged me. I won't pay. I'll sue." Ernie said, "Really?" So they kept, he said, "I come here at your behest in an after-hour service call, and you try to jip me out of my fee." She said, "That's not going to work." And she just kept pushing and pushing and pushing Ernie's lock button, you could say. And he said, "Can I see your keys for a moment, Rose?" He took the keys, hit the beeper, click, click, locked the car door, tossed them inside, and shut the car door, and now it was locked. And he said, "This should be easy for you. Good luck." He gets in his car and goes away. And she screams and yells at him all the way. And finally she calls him back, red-faced, 45 minutes later at his hotline number and says, "I couldn't get back in my car. Please come and do it." He said, "Well, it's going to cost you $200. $200? What are you talking? Two service calls after hours. Sorry, that's how it's going to work. So he never went. But he did refer her to a competitor who said, "Why don't you go call Bob's Easy Lock over there? You know what Bob charges for 1 hour for a service call? $200. So anyway, we don't know if Rose ever got into her car or not, but we do know that Everett decided to reclaim his fee. So he went and talked to his lawyer and said, "What do I have to do to get my $100 and maybe embarrass Rose a little bit? Case or no case?" And I think, Fred, we'd be you.
Cal, this is a very simple answer. The answer is, Cal, you should have just paid him. You should have paid him. You know, I don't think that was appropriate. You know, the fact that you locked yourself out and the guy's charging you $100, just, you know, and tell Donna to pay him. And then thanks for the great layout of your life last week when you locked yourself in the car and you brought this great scenario up. It is not a case, but it is Cal's real life experience.
Okay. Well, I wonder if he's correct, Denise, where they give him half a point, like if it's not from my real life. Well, anyway, never mind. Todd, what do you think about this, case or no case?
Well, what I want to know is when this happened to you, Cal, did you pant and breathe heavy like you did in the example? Oh, my God, what happened? I don't know if this is a
no, I did not.
A
okay, go ahead.
Figment of your imagination, or if this is something that happened to you, or if this is a true event that happened to somebody else. But what I do believe is that regardless of the origin of this story, it did not result in a case, because just as the alleged woman in this case,
Rose,
should have found out how much it was before engaging the services of that person, he should have collected his money before he went out there and had an agreement, an agreement about how much it was going to cost for what service. You know, there's this whole thing in contract law called offer and acceptance, meaning I need to know before I accept this what service you're going to provide and what you're going to charge me for it.
She did sign the documents, signed a contract in the
shop. But if it didn't list the amount, which based upon your scenario, it wasn't listed there.
She claims to have been surprised by that. Yeah.
Then there's no contract. He altered the contract. Either way, he doesn't collect. This is not a case.
Denise, what do you think?
Well, I think these guys are such simpletons.
Can you believe that?
They are sitting here.
That's true.
They are sitting here thinking that Cal was the person who locked the keys in the car. They're not thinking about what the reality is. It's Cal that was a locksmith.
Oh.
And Cal.
Donna locks herself in?
Cal was a locksmith, and he tried to charge the money, and then he threw the key. He locked the car up and threw the keys in so she couldn't get back in. Cal learned a hard lesson here. That's why we're talking about this. No,
I want to know what Cal's hotline number is, if that's the case.
1-800
1-800 lockpicker.
Before we get too far down the line, I must tell you, I have a client, a good friend of mine, who is a locksmith. And I hear occasionally locksmith stories, even stories that are not a case, but still.
He tells you those interesting cases.
It is an interesting scenario, though, and this kind of thing does happen quite often. When people say, okay, just let me in my car, and then they get out there and they won't sign the paperwork. This is not an uncommon thing. Even though
why would
know
you as a locksmith open up until they signed the paperwork and gave you their credit card and did all that? I guess they could still cancel the credit card.
I think people just, you know, when they're panicked, they think one way, and now that they've been let off the hook, they think another way.
$100 for a person after hours.
That's pretty cheap.
That is dang cheap, man. Yep, yep. After hours, you couldn't get me out of my bed for $500 after hours.
Has he ever been called out on an occasion where somebody has been locked in their car? That's what I want to know. You know, now, why did the victim drown? Couldn't get the tailgate open.
Now,
oh, darn.
Now, that is a story out of my life, but that's a long time ago.
Well, that was an awesome one, Cal. Thanks a million for that. We're gonna jump to that with trying to not drown by letting the tailgate off your pickup truck.
Next hour, what? On case or no case.
Yeah, what?
Next hour, Servicio Internacional. Ooh. A foreign car mechanic gets in a little trouble. On case or
all right, Cal.
No case. Hope to see you then.
Good job, Cal. Good job. We love those cases or no cases.
I love doing them.
Well, we're going to talk about the United States Supreme Court justices are cleared in the leak probe. There is nothing going on, but we got a few questions when we come back.
But do they have any document? No, I was just kidding. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will continue right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. Radio Law Talk.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170, 800-738-0170, 800-738-0170, 800-738-0170.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Closing opportunity.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, that's stoned.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we're talking about the Supreme Court leak of the Roe v. Wade ruling by the Supreme Court. By the way, it's what Cal said, 50 years.
50 years tomorrow, right.
Tomorrow, since the Roe v. Wade came out. And we want to be very clear, and this is not political. And I know this is a very, very difficult subject that is charged all over the board. But and Denise, I'm going to have Denise say it. This is what I'm going to say. There's a reason, throw out the politics, why is it they overturned it? And people have to understand this. Why is it they overturned it? And by the way, this is not just an issue for Roe v. Wade. This could be an issue for a lot of controversial cases. Why? What was their reasoning for overturning it, Denise?
Well, believe it or not, Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually would have probably agreed to this, although she wouldn't have agreed with the consequence. Let's say it that way. And that's because what happens is whatever is not specifically taken over by the federal government in terms of control or regulation or whatever was reserved to the states.
Right.
So it's a state's right and a federal right where they come and they clash. And what happened is Roe v. Wade was a law created by a court. It wasn't a law legislated by the legislature or a petition by the people that was brought up to become legislation, right? It was a law that was basically put into effect by the state to protect right, or by the federal court to protect right, by the state Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court to protect rights, but so it wasn't necessarily wrong, but it was wrong in the way it was done.
Right, and almost a technicality.
It is a technicality, and the courts, as it becomes more conservative, the courts are more inclined to give it back to the states if not specifically reserved for the federal.
Now, when you talk about specifically reserved for the federal
enumeration clause,
what you're talking about is the 10th Amendment,
correct,
which says if the Constitution doesn't specifically reserve something for the federal government, if the Constitution doesn't specifically reserve it for the federal government, then it's up to the states to regulate. For example, the Constitution does not provide for driver's licenses and things like that. That's why states regulate it, because it's not specifically reserved there. Now, I suppose a future battle on the horizon as it relates to this issue would be if the federal government chooses to enact a law that it makes it a federal issue versus a state's issue, then maybe the Supreme Court will have to readdress it and say, well, okay, is this a federal or a state issue, and readdress it again under the 10th Amendment. But as it stands right now, the court had no federal law to balance it against.
Right, and that's super important. And we're going to see a lot more states' rights cases coming up in elections. That's what I predict, number one.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of things that the U.S. Supreme Court's going to say, nope, state's issue, throw it back to the state and not go into it. There's also, if you stop and think about how many states out there before Roe v. Wade, in their own constitutions, their state constitutions, they put in specifically the right of privacy. California is one. Why is that? Because it was a state's right, viewed as a state's right. So it is something that now is going to cause a lot more state legislation, both pro and con, and on the issues, on both sides of that issues, but the states are going to have to start getting busy, and legislatures have to get busy, or the federal legislature is going to have to get busy.
Yeah, the interesting thing, I'm not going to say conservative, but the pro-life wave, or like this is joy and happiness for them. This happened, but it's like, well, wait a minute, that's not just this. There's going to be a lot of other issues that could be, the states could decide on, that could be a little more draconian, you know, than what they want, right?
And you can flip that over, Fred and Denise and Todd, with gun control, because many states and local jurisdictions have said, we want this level of gun control,
right?
But where is gun control mentioned? Is it a state's right, or
second,
is it in the U.S. Constitution?
Second Amendment.
Yes,
therefore, it's a national issue.
Right.
And so it's interesting to see where there has been what this court calls overreach in a way, and they're reaching out there and pulling it back and saying, hey, get back in your lane.
Yeah. I think that the right to lifers are going to be sadly disappointed, actually, because the states are going to start dealing with it, and now we're going to have different states having different laws, and you know, it's going to come home.
Some extreme and some not extreme.
Exactly.
Right. And some in the middle. Right. And
exactly.
So it's going to be all over. But I truly do.
Oh, but you know what?
Yeah.
The right to marry is not going to ever change. You know why?
Why is that?
because of the IRS and the tax laws.
Ooh, there you go, the IRS.
Yep, because if you remember why the right to marry came into effect, it was actually because taxation. It was because of the
I remember that.
Yeah, your friend pointed that out to me.
I believe it.
I forgot his name, but he wrote that book, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the underlying thing on that case was a tax issue, and the IRS wanted to get and be the able
it's
to tax.
Money. Yeah. Todd, you were saying what?
Well, I was just getting back to back to this specific story, the probe. So, you know, it was long before in February, and the opinion actually that overturned Roe v. Wade didn't come out to June or something like that. But in late February, early March, the draft that ended up being very similar to the final opinion. There was a few pages difference, but the draft was leaked. And, you know, that's a big no-no. It's not necessarily a violation of law. There's no law there, but certainly you wouldn't want to go down the road of setting a precedent that people can get the Supreme Court opinions, get advanced looks at. And the net effect is they investigated and were not able to find out who leaked that opinion.
Right. And I'm glad you pointed out that it wasn't illegal. What it did point out is one of the weaknesses in the U.S. Supreme Court's process, and that is they don't really have a good method by which they can keep leaks from happening.
Right.
Because there's like hundreds of people that have access to all of these decisions that have not yet been made public.
Wow, things go by fast. We're having a great time. We're going to follow up really quick with this leak probe and get into Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. What's going on there? We'll be back.
You found Radio Law Talk. Now tell a friend about it. And thanks to those of you who have been calling in, and we'll talk about that, too, coming up on Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden told a room full of U.S. mayors Friday that his plan to rebuild America does not work without them.
You affect people's quality of life more than any other group of people in the world. And mayors know the measure of success isn't how many partisan points you score.
The White House event was the culmination of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Part of the goal of the meeting was for mayors to let the Biden administration know the money has already gone out in grants that was spent productively. Former President Trump warning Republicans not to cut entitlement programs as part of their negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. Trump, in a video message, said under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security. Existing home sales are continuing to drop. The National Association of Realtors says they've hit a 12-year low, dropping another 1.5% in December. That drop marks the 11th straight month that they have fallen. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the best show ever. Not literally.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So really quick, we want to move on past this and get into the Theranos, but really quick, a couple interesting things that happened with the probe. First of all, they found that basically, the investigation is there was no real issue. They couldn't find who was at fault. And the second thing that's interesting, just kind of interesting, is all the employees had to assign sworn affidavits affirming that they didn't leak it. And then, but they didn't have, but in contrast, the justices didn't have to do that, right? And then finally, we just want to say...
The one good point is that they are definitely going to change the process.
Right.
And lock it down so that they keep track of drafts.
Right.
Because there's too many people that have access to it, and there's too many people that could leak. That's the end of that.
Okay, let's not talk about leaking. Here we go. That depends. It depends. So excuse me,
I'll be right back.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. Okay, 11 years in prison. She's been convicted and she's sentenced. And
yeah.
She in April she is supposed to appear to jail/prison. And they are appealing her conviction. And during that appeal, they're asking, her attorneys are asking that she stay at home and not, you know, maybe have an ankle bracelet or whatever. I don't know, however they do it, but not have to go to prison. And the prosecutors are fighting that. They want her to go in custody while she's waiting for her appeals, which could be a year time period. And the interesting argument that I didn't know is they're arguing that she could be a flight risk, and therefore she should not have freedom outside while her appeal is heard. Now, we're going to get into why, but the issue I ask, I wonder about this. Is she a danger to the community? My answer is no. If this is a murder, see that. She's not a danger to the community. So why are you putting her in jail? What if, or prison? What if the appellate court comes back and says, no, this appeal, and she wins the appeal, and then she had to do jail time. So I think she should be out on her own recognizance, maybe put the ankle monitor on, but do not put her in prison while her appeal is pending.
I have to
she's not a danger to society. Go ahead.
I have to say she's a danger to billionaires and millionaires, so she can't, you know, fraternize with the wealth, and she can't wear a black cow neck t-shirts.
Turtle or talk like
t-shirts.
Steve Jobs.
No Steve Jobs look.
Yes. So, I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
I know.
Look, there are ways that I...
What was the weird thing? I didn't say it. Guys, tell them what happened that they're arguing.
So what the prosecution is arguing is that shortly after she was convicted in January of 2022, about a year ago, a little over a year ago, January 3rd, 2022, she was convicted. And shortly after the conviction, she purchased a one-way ticket to Mexico. The flight was supposed to leave on the 26th. The government became aware that she had purchased that ticket on the 23rd, 3 days before the 23rd of January, 2022. And she was obviously not allowed to go. Now, her significant... Are they married?
No, they're not.
So the father of her children...
Right.
He went and came back later, and he went to a couple of different places, traveled, and then came back. And so the prosecution is saying, ha-ha, after the conviction, she bought a one-way ticket to Mexico, and she's a flight risk, and she shouldn't be able to do that, and she wasn't going to come back. And I'm sitting there going, hold on. Hold the phone, Leon. Okay? People who are flight risks, they go to the airport after they've been convicted, and they buy the one-way ticket that leaves in an hour. They don't buy a one-way ticket that's going to leave 23 days later, okay? And it's not uncommon to buy a one-way ticket if you want to travel and go maybe to Mexico and then go from Mexico to Spain and then go somewhere else and come back. And by the way, in addition to an ankle monitor, there's another way to really clamp down on the ability to flee the country. Take their passport. That's what they usually do. Take the passport. They can't go anywhere. So I think ultimately the government's going to look at this and say, we've got this person that's a new mother. We do understand that the formative years of children, you never get those back, and it is important, and it's probably going to cost the prisons a lot of money to have to allow the kids to come in for feeding and visiting. Probably better while this appeal is going on to let her stay home with the kids and get as much of those formative years with mothering done as possible, and then let her go after the appeals process, assuming she loses the appeal. That I don't think that's unreasonable. I would think that the judge would allow that to happen. I think she's going to stay out.
I think she planned to leave. And you just sound like the perfect defense attorney on her side right. That's trying to cover up her bad act of wanting to leave the country.
Well, I saw her dressed like Steve Jobs, and I was convinced. I mean, I'm not a billionaire. We know that. But, you know, she wore the mock turtleneck, and I was like, yes, ma'am, may I have another? So,
and does she speak deeply?
She might have. I wasn't really listening to the voice.
To her child, she will say fraud.
You just read the articles?
I just read the briefs for the articles.
Okay.
I wasn't looking at anything.
So Twitter, there's two issues going on with Elon Musk. Well, it's multiple. Mm-hmm. People don't realize there's two big issues. All you hear about is the employees that he came and laid off, the thousands of employees, and they're suing him, claiming they're improperly laid off, among other things. By the way, so what? Google just laid off, 6,000, 7,000?
Amazon, 18,000. Google, I think, 10 or 12.
10 or 12,000. Are they getting, I mean, what's the deal there?
It always cracks me up when you read an employee handbook. It says, our employees are our greatest assets. And I think two things. First, well, I'm pretty certain there was this war that we fought back in the late 1800s about keeping people as assets. That's a problem. But second, if your employees are your greatest assets, they're the first ones you jettison when you got problems.
That's true.
Well, you're not treating your assets very well.
But you have to. But look, you look at Twitter, you look at Google. I'm telling you, and I'm like, look, we are not giving advice, not only legal, but financial advice. Guys, Google laid off, what, you said 12,000?
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
When the tech companies are starting to lay off, guys, I don't know what's going on with the economy, man. I'm worried about a little bit about this economy, even though everything's a little okay right now.
Well, it tells me their COVID add-on spread all of a sudden became expendable.
Right.
And they said,
right.
You mean this growth isn't going to last forever?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it seems like.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And they're telling them, and by the way, I can't get into detail about it because we do have clients that work for these big tech companies, but a unnamed source says they are telling them now, you got to start coming back. And these tech
back
companies,
into the office.
Yes, back to the office. They're now at 3 days a week minimum in the office, two remotely. So it is starting to trickle back, and no more of this at home playing video games and working at the same time.
Man, that stinks. Come on.
There are some programs for people that work remotely. There's some programs where you actually you log into your work computer. And anybody who's at the office, even though you're working remotely, can actually see the mouse move around and the documents that you access and things like that. And it always cracks me up in situations like that where somebody says, well, I'm working from home today, and that computer stays black the whole day. Like, there is nothing that was ever brought up on that computer. It's like, really, really, what are you doing working from home since we're all paperless here in the office? I didn't see you access your computer on that one.
But the best movie line is, I notice you've been missing a lot of work. Well, not really
say
missing
it. Missing it.
That's hilarious.
No,
Office space.
Don't get me started with the remote work.
Yeah, no, I had an employee that was remote working from her iPhone. She couldn't see the screen of her computer, but she could move around the thing to make it look like she was working.
I'm just waiting for some employer to say, look, when we talk about working remotely, it means that you're physically at home and you're accessing a computer. Working remotely doesn't mean that you've let your brain leave your body, which is exactly what that statement just meant.
I tell you what's
or driving in your car.
I tell you what's great about working remotely, the stuff that does work, that's easy as an employer. Call centers. Hey, they got to answer the phone call.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there. It doesn't matter. That's easy. Lawyers. You got lawyers answering the calls of the intakes. The intakes coming in, lawyer talking to them. That's one way to know. This is yours to call back. If that's the client, did they call you
and talk
to you?
And tech support. Tech support. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, anyway, there's a lawsuit going on with Twitter, and we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about what's going on with Elon Musk's company, Tesla, and what happened there. So those will be really quick. We'll be back.
Extraordinary stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, and you won't want to miss a second of it, so stay tuned.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Stern.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you serious?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, we're talking about so many fun things. We were on. Okay, so what's going on is the courts have just held, and Twitter, a number of the Twitter employees have said they're improperly laid off. The judge basically threw out their cases and their, quote, class action attempt to do a class action classification, but not necessarily they didn't lose. He just said they had to go to arbitration because there was an agreement.
Oh, in their employment clause?
Yeah. Their employment clause was they had to go to arbitration. So
yeah, and the other interesting thing about it is it doesn't mean it was on the merits at all of their case.
Right.
Right? And also, it doesn't mean that they can't, after going to arbitration, do a class action suit either.
Right.
My understanding is it's for wrongful termination. Does that sound right?
Well, some of them are. There are a whole bunch of things. There's one. Some are even disability discrimination, sex discrimination. Some of them are claiming they didn't get their full severance package promise. There are all different things that are claiming.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And then basically
that's
the judge. There's like 300 demands for arbitration right now. A lot of people didn't bring they just automatically brought it to arbitration. So, you know, the judge rightly said, no, you got to go to arbitration and do that. But interesting, it's like you can't – look, guys, we're laying people off. Just like everybody else is.
And the other thing is that, to your point, Denise, this is not a determination on the merits, right? You got to go to arbitration first. However, the list of reasons why people are suing, some claiming that they were sex discrimination, others claiming – well, if they have – they might have all been laid off in the same manner, but their claims are for very different reasons. They might not qualify as a class, but ultimately this judge is saying, look, and before you get to me, these are remedies you got to exhaust before you get to
me. Exactly right.
This isn't the right venue to start out with. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Also, people don't realize at the same time there's a trial starting where Elon Musk went on Twitter and basically said, "Hey, I'm gonna take back a Tesla and buy it back with, by the way, some fundraising lenders out of Dubai or something like that." And that the shareholders were saying caused the stock to fluctuate. I didn't think it went up. I thought it would maybe make the stock go up. So they've brought a lawsuit claiming that his tweet harmed the shareholders. And actually, I didn't realize this. I thought I understood most of what was going on. This is a federal, I didn't realize that there was an investigation by federal regulators who found that Musk and Tesla, or at least they agreed upon, that they were fined $20 million, Musk was, and he was forced to step down as Tesla's chairman. But here's the interesting thing that I didn't know. The judge in this case, in last May, Judge Edward Chin, granted a motion for summary judgment by the plaintiffs in this case, which is pretty rare. Usually defense brings those, that basically Musk's remarks were false and reckless, and the judge upheld that.
Yeah, and so this they're going into a decision basically on the damages, having won already the summary judgment. And that's kind of an interesting thing because it takes away the trial by the jury on the issues that are as a matter of law or as to any disputed fact, which may not exist because of the summary judgment finding. And now it is the jury will focus on what the damages are to these shareholders. This is a shareholder derivative type suit.
Right.
They're bringing it as shareholders and damages to the shareholders. But it also inherently is for damages to the corporation.
Right.
Because when Musk did these tweets about bringing the company back into the private realm and making it non-public, it did have the impact of reducing the value of the stock. And
his argument is, though, it didn't. That's his argument is, well, it didn't really do that, and just because someone says something, but he has to be careful.
But he's lost that argument.
Right. But what I'm saying is, yeah, that's true. You're
yeah.
right, Denise. But it comes down to this. It comes down to, was there an actual loss? Can you see it? All the judges saying it was reckless and as a reckless disregard. Well, let me quote what the judge said. So the judge said that I'll read it exactly. That Musk's remarks about the take private deal were, quote, false and reckless. So, and he knowingly made these statements and it affected the share price. And so the question is, what's the damages or the share price?
So I guess there has to be no dispute as to fact as to whether or not the share price, the stock's price
right.
went down.
I don't know.
It
might have went down, then up, then down, then up. I don't know.
I think it went down. It was 420 when
right.
he made the tweet.
Well, he said he was going to buy it at 420,
he
right?
said he was going to buy it at 420, and it was at 420, and then the price went down, which a lot of speculation. Yeah. It was speculation that he said else. That to make the price down so he could buy it out cheaper.
Mm. Yeah, you've got to be careful. When you're that powerful of a person, you got to be careful of everything you say.
Or the lead of a company.
Right, lead of a company.
Gosh.
Hey, Todd.
See, a publicly held company, the key. Yeah.
I think that this is a classic case of a bad joke that got even worse. Because this was at the same time, you know, Elon Musk had been on a couple of podcasts, and he'd been there where he's talking about smoking marijuana. He even showed him smoking a joint in marijuana. 420 is a very common reference to marijuana. That was the joke when he offered to buy Twitter at 5420. And he made the same reference here earlier. And I think that he makes this joke, throws it out there, then realizes that his keister is in a sling and has to try to come up with something saying, well, you know, I think that, well, I could have done that and could have done this. But this is, to me, I think that this was a case of somebody that just made a poorly timed joke and it came back to bite him. And, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to pay for it. He's going to pay for it.
He is going to pay for it.
He's already lost with the SEC, had to reach an agreement with the SEC. He's no longer the CEO of Tesla because of comments that he makes. And, you know, it's just one of those things where people make a lot of money and they get in. And I don't think that they realize that the things that you say, that it's interesting. about what you can say and what can be said about you depending on your fame. What do we know about defamation? If you're a nobody and somebody says something, you can be defamed, but if you're a public figure, now they got to show malice, right? So same thing can be said, but the intention's different. The same thing is true with statements that you make depending on how powerful you are and whether you're an owner of a company. You could say something you think is completely innocuous. Some nobody could say, I'm going to buy Tesla for $420 a share. If I said that, nobody would say a thing. CEO says it, and well, you're moving monetary mountains with that little faux pas. I think it was just a joke gone bad.
Todd, if we said it, people would look at us and go, yeah, sure you are.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm buying it with a two-party out-of-state post-dated check. Sure, what do you mean?
All I got to say is I wish I had his point money. So he's worth now $151.8 billion as of 2023. They're claiming he at one time was $129 billion, $190 billion. I'm sorry.
But he was up around $300 billion.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he lost the most money of any person in history.
Ever.
Wow.
Ever.
Yes. And that was his decision to buy Twitter.
I know. Just think. Yeah, I know. I would say, why would you buy that? By the way, I was like, I would. But $151.8 billion. Wouldn't you just be happy to have the point part after the point of what he has?
No kidding.
Let's see. It's a point. 8 billion. So that means 800 million. Todd, can you handle 800 million?
Yeah, I'm pretty.
I could handle an eighth of that.
Well, minus taxes.
I would do 100. I
don't care about that. I'd do 50. What are you talking about? I'll take 50. Everyone's out there going, I'd take $1,000.
Yeah, $100,000.
I'd take $50 on a sandwich. I mean,
sandwich,
come on.
We go. And a bologna sandwich too on top of it. So we're jumping into rich people now. Let's talk about the heiress of Carhartt. Man. Carhartt is that clothing company that I didn't realize how wealthy Carhartt people were, the Carhartt family. But it's going to be very interesting. And then we're going to get into what Denise calls the Bad Lawyers Radio Law Talk Week. And then we're going to talk about what happened with the lawyer and Carhartt, what's going on. And then 9 lawyers that walk away from which person?
Mostly. And this is just really to warn lawyers out there. This is really right. To just kind of warn about things that could happen.
Right. All right, Cal, you want us to leave?
Well, I just think that my PC is giving me messages that I don't want to hear right now. But
Well, that's okay. Is it ready for us to go?
Yeah, we've got 30 seconds.
All right, let's get out of here. We'll come right back and talk about Carhartt and why lawyers leave their clients.
Third hour.
We will be back at 6 minutes after the next hour right here on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great local radio stations. Thanks for carrying us. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.